Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cafe Esoterica Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Come on in, pull up a cozy chair, and listen to wonderment as we bring you the most enlightened guests on web radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Sean Cohen. That's me, a psychic, medium, metaphysician, author of 4 books, teacher of esoteric knowledge for 37 years and counting, which is why I am so proud and honored to bring you the authors and practitioners in the know from the Mind, Body, and Spirit Compendium of Life, as well as experts in divination and holistic healing, fabulous tarot readers, wise and profound astrologers, and even the odd rock star, just for your edification and enlightenment. We've been on hiatus, but we're back in the saddle again and raring to go for our 4th season of Cafe Esoterica Radio, broadcasting to you live every Thursday at 7 to 8:30 p.m. UK time, 2 to 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and worldwide, so find your time zone and dive in. Want to be part of the show? Please do. Call in on our new number, which is 858-956-3204. Chat in our chat room, which is located at the end of our landing page on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't find it there, just refresh your page and it will appear. Can't catch us live? Not to worry. You can find us on many formats like TuneIn, Podbean, Stitcher, and now Spotify. And you can watch me simultaneously broadcast our show every week live on YouTube. Just go to YouTube.com, put in the search Cafe Esoterica Radio, and you'll see me there live talking to you. So grab your latte, your cappuccino, perhaps a herbal tea, and your best friend, and trip the light fantastic with us once more. And as always, your table is reserved. So come on in. Come on in, one and all. Hello, welcome, welcome, and welcome again. This is Sean Cohen, your hostess with the mostest. That's me. And I am so pleased to welcome you to Cafe Esoterica Radio. If you want to watch the show, you can watch me. I'm just sitting here in my London flat doing the show live on YouTube. So you just go to YouTube and put in Cafe Esoterica Radio and look for the little box and you'll find me. And you can write to me on the chat box in there in live real time, and we can ask my guests, which is tonight, today, this morning, wherever you are, wonderful Jennifer Walker Zen, who is a tarot reader. She's very spiritual. She's also an artist, and we're going to talk to her today, and perhaps she will gift us with a few readings, mini readings. She's wonderful. You can look for her. She has so many great videos up. She does readings all the time on YouTube, and of course, she has a beautiful website. And we're going to talk about everything with Jennifer in a minute. I have to do the show news first, as per usual. And before I even do that, I have to thank my guests from last week. Every week we have wonderful guests, and I'm very pleased and proud to bring them to you. They are truly icons in the metaphysical, spiritual, mind, body, and spirit world. And it is a beautiful world to be in. It is a world where they think about helping people, and they actually do help people. They sponsor and put their money where their mouth is. Like my last guest, which was the wonderful Ananda Moore. She's a homeopath. And she created a film putting her money where her mouth is and what she believes in homeopathy, called Magic Pills. And if you would like to sponsor showing this movie to educate people about homeopathy and how wonderful it is and how it's not all nonsense and rigmarole and BS, because not everything goes through imperial discernment like the scientists want. You know, the scientists want
you know, it's amazing how religion can't be proven scientifically. Yet, go figure, many scientists are religious. How does that work then? You know, so not everything can be proven scientifically. However, homeopathy has its own way to prove that it works. You give someone these little minute doses of what ails them, it allows the body to stimulate its own immune system to fight and kill it off, whatever it is. And it's, I can't say enough about homeopathy because, A, I raised my little daughter who will be 23 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Autumn. Mommy wishes you a lovely day. She's in Bath, so I don't know if I'll get to see her because she's busy leading her 23-year-old life. But I hope to God she has a wonderful day. And I also, while we're on the birthday trail, a previous student of mine who's turning 70 today, God bless him, he's a wonderful medium. He was a student of mine in metaphysics. That'd be 1986. And one of the very first classes that I taught when I came to London in 85, he was in it, along with some other wonderful, wonderful students who, God bless me, I'm still friends with. I still know, and I love them all. And his name is Nigel West. Happy birthday, Nigel. Big kiss from me. And may it be wonderful already, because it's already 7 p.m. here at night in the UK, and I don't think he's in London anymore, but he's definitely in the UK. We have someone in the chat. It's CR Bowles 56. Hello, hello, hello. Afternoon, Sean. Evening then. Yes, afternoon. Yes, no. Afternoon's gone and went. We're in London time now. But wherever you are, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening, whatever it is. Okay, let's just go back to, I want to make a few announcements before I bring my guest up. I forgot to mention that it's also very important to mention this, very important, International Daughters Day today. Now, you could have blown me down with a feather because I didn't even know there was an International Daughters Day. So what happened there, I don't know. But again, I love my daughter dearly. I want to send all the mothers out there and fathers and caretakers, it could be grandparents, that cherishing a daughter is protecting the future. It's just that simple. You know, women all over the world, here we go. Yes, here we go. I'm going to say my little speech about women. Women all over the world have been abused, tortured, sold as chattel, and it still goes on. So it's wonderful that we have an International Daughters Day. Women should have equal rights in every society. They should be able to go to school. They should be able to choose a career. They should be able to be more than just a woman who gives birth to children or someone's wife. They were built for more than that. Their soul is much more than just a body. So although the pleasures of a woman's body are perhaps magnificent or insignificant, she still has a mind, she still has a heart, she still has a soul. And let any man try and destroy any of those. There is no wrath in heaven that is, believe you me, worth doing that for. Because I don't think the universe really appreciates abuse of women or children. And it happens all the time, everywhere. In the worst societies, in the best societies. So since today is International Daughters Day, I would like to say that women and daughters especially are cherished for all that they are, not just being someone's potential wife. And every person who has a daughter should be down on their knees thanking God they have one. They're very much a cherished, beautiful gift from heaven. And they deserve to be given every opportunity to thrive. And that's my speech for International Daughters Day. And if you have a daughter, do something nice for her today. Okay, now moving on. Next week, folks, we have a wonderful guest. Now, his story is very interesting. First of all, he kept having visions and dreams about the name Cohen. You see what my show does? And of course, that's my father's name, okay, Cohen. That's not my married name. I'm not married. But it's really funny that he kept saying Cohen. Well, it's a highly popular Jewish surname. So he contacted me on Facebook and he said, I don't know if you can help me, but is there something that you do? Your last name is Cohen. I said, yes, I have my own radio show. Oh, wow, maybe that's why I'm supposed to talk to you. So what are the odds? Very funny, actually. But he is a brilliant children's author, and he's also a spiritual teacher. He's written a beautiful book about an experience that happened to him. So he's got an adult book and loads of magical. He's got written a series of children's books that are magical, a bit like Harry Potter, but different. And very, very inspirational for kids. So it's wonderful to welcome him next week. Martin Adams is his name. And then finally, this is the last thing I'll tell you before I bring up Jennifer. October, so that's next week. October 10th, last show of the season. Last show of the season. Mark your calendars. October 10th, we have the lovely Catherine Olivetti. She's a Jungian psychologist, psychotherapist, and we're going to talk all about, you know, this show deals with mind, body, and spirit, so this will be the mind, but Catherine's also very spiritual, and Jungians usually are, you know, and so I can't wait to have all my guests on. They're always great. They're always fascinating. They're always interesting. I like to give them as many plugs as I can. Sorry, my neighbor's walking her dog, and it's loud. Hold on. Let me shut the door there. That's better, I hope. Okay, so today's wonderful guest, as I said, I discovered her myself on YouTube. In my day, we didn't have YouTube to do the tarot. We didn't even have the internet. And it's really wonderful to see people using these incredible tools to get the message out, you know, to get the information out so that people can look at, you know, tune in and understand who they are. I'm going to read Jennifer. So it's Jennifer Walker Zen. This is her bio. She's got a great bio and a great story. I'm going to let her tell us the story, but I'm going to read just a little bit of her bio. Whoops. What happened there? Probably a spirit. You never know in my house. Okay, here we go. As a generational intuitive and empath, I have been a constant student of life. I enjoy studying different methodologies, modalities, and techniques to infuse all areas of my healing with fresh perspective. I have over 24 years of experience in various topics such as astrology, numerology, Reiki, yoga, meditation, and near-death experiences. I also have an acute interest in all types of paranormal or hidden information that expands my consciousness. She didn't say this, but on her website, she shows her beautiful artwork. She's a beautiful painter. So I'm going to bring Jennifer up. And we will take your calls later after I interview her. Let's see if I can get her mic up. Here we go. Jennifer, welcome to Cafe Esoterica Hi. Radio. Hi.
Thank you
How
so
are
much
you?
For having me. Absolutely.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. By the way, I wanted to also mention that I also really enjoyed learning about your story as well. And I was amazed about how many similarities we had.
I thought that too. And that's also why I was thrilled to have you on the show, because I thought, kindred spirit, here we go.
Yep. Yeah, I read your story and I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. Because it was interesting. It was death that actually brought you to your initial experiences. And that's also initially what caused some of my experiences or triggered these things within me.
So isn't that amazing? Yeah. Go ahead and share that, please, if you want to.
Okay. All right. So, I was raised Roman Catholic, but then my mother's side, she was different. She believed in, you know, the power of prayer and healing, like a Christian Science kind of genre. Okay. And so it was a little bit different in my household because, my mom had different kind of experiences and my grandmom also did too. So let me just start with one of the stories that I have. So I remember when I was about 7 years old, and my mom says, we're all sitting down ready to have dinner and stuff like that. And excuse me, I'm used to talking about different teaching things and stuff like that, but not so much about myself. So this is a little bit awkward for me, but anyway. So we were all sitting down ready for dinner and stuff like that. My mom stands up and she's like, I want to tell you guys, I'm sorry to tell you, but grandmom came to me and great grandma came to me and she wanted to say goodbye. And we were like, what are you talking about? My great grandmom at that point was around 96 years old and she was in a nursing home. And, you know, we just figured, you know, grandma was going to live forever. She was going to live a long, long time. But she tells us, she's like, yeah, your great grandma, she just told me goodbye. And then like about 15 minutes later, the phone rings and it's my grandma, my mama on the phone. And she officially said, your great grandma has passed away. So that was one of the experiences that I remember, like really stood out in my mind that, like, you know, how did mom do that? How does mom communicate with people like that? My mom has a very keen gift for this. She's worked in nursing for a long time, and she's told me multiple stories about how, you know, people who have passed on have come to her and said goodbye to her and, you know, talked to her and stuff like that. So this is something that she has told me throughout my childhood and even to this day. And my grandmom, apparently it runs down my line of my mom's side. So my grandmom also was always able to tell if somebody was pregnant or if there was some kind of issue, and she would tell me about her dreams and like what would happen. And she would tell me about different things that would happen and that would happen. And I was like amazed by it. And, you know, I really didn't have any real experience of my own until, I had little knowings of this and that, but not until I was about 14 years old. My grandmom was diagnosed with cancer. And I was very upset with this because she was like my mentor. She was somebody that I really leaned on very heavily because my mom worked a lot. And, you know, my dad was away a lot. So I spent a lot of weekends at my grandmom's house. And so I was devastated because at this point, my parents were in the process of getting divorced and we had moved in with my grandparents. So I became closer to her. And then when she was diagnosed with cancer, it really devastated me. It really, really devastated me. And I remember like thinking, oh my God, she's going to die and blah, 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 you know. And that night I had a dream. I had a dream, a pretty vivid dream. And interesting enough, I had a dream that my grandfather was actually going to pass away first, which is interesting. And I don't know why that would give anyone relief, but... the dream was very vivid. It showed his funeral and everything. So I had an awareness that it wasn't going to be, she wasn't going to pass away anytime soon. But yeah, just like the dream had predicted, my grandfather had passed away from cancer too, by the way, maybe about a couple months later. Yeah. And it happened exactly the way the dream happened. So this triggered something within me. And I remember things kind of got weird. Because reality started to be, I wasn't sure if I was seeing things that were happening in the future or if I was manifesting things. It was like really weird. It would constantly happen. It was a trigger for me. And it was after that time, it was just constant. And because of the fact that I, you know, witnessed my grandmom dying in the hospital and my grandfather dying in the hospital, I became very depressed. So I started sleeping a lot. And through that experience of sleeping a lot, I started to realize what was a future dream, what it felt like, and what was a past life dream, and what was just messages from spirit that wanted to come through. And when you have a future dream, I found that it's actually a feeling that you get in the back of your throat. It's the weirdest thing. It's like you'll know, you'll get that feeling in the back of your throat. And I always knew that that was a future dream because I started to write down, taking dream journals and stuff like that. I started to write things down. And also I've had experiences with, for a long time with, sleep paralysis. So I had a lot of issues with having the lights off and going to sleep at night has for many, many years had been an issue for me, up until recently, until I, learned how to really initiate a meditative practice, a balancing practice and stuff like that. And the other thing that I realized, as I've gotten older is, I was a lot more sensitive to energies than I realized. You know, I always used to think, oh man, why does it feel uncomfortable to me when I'm around crowds? You know, why is it when I would be at school in the lunchroom, I could just feel everyone's like, I don't know, almost like their thoughts. And it used to make me feel like uncomfortable and it made me feel scared and I didn't want to be around people because of it. And also another thing that I realized, and I talked to my younger brother because my younger brother is also very intuitive. I was talking to him one day about the fact that I was like, you know, I noticed when I was younger, when I first started driving, or even when I was driving with my mom in the car or my dad or whatever, when I was younger, I used to get really anxious and nervous about certain areas that we would drive to. And I would get freaked out when we would drive. But I didn't realize until I got older that, you know, basically I was feeling the energies of certain areas that had accidents or certain areas that had bad things that happened there. I could sense that. And that would make me feel like I was having an anxiety attack, but it wasn't really, that's what it was, but it was more or less my antenna was going up like, you know, don't go there. I remember recently when I went to Alexandria, maybe about 2 years ago, I went to this particular area. It was it's right in back of these really nice houses, and I was like, oh wow, it's really nice park back here. I'm gonna go over here, right? And I go there, and oh my god, I literally felt like I was gonna get sick. Like the energy there was so strong, so negative. I couldn't even go there. I had to turn back around. I felt like I was gonna throw up. I was gonna pass out. It was just really bad. So I've noticed also when I encounter certain people. Throughout my life, I've encountered a couple of incidents where people have come up to me and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, no, just stay over there. It's like you literally can feel the fact that there's something negative attached to them or there's a negative presence on there. And I've also noticed when I watch certain videos on YouTube too, certain things on YouTube, I can't watch certain videos with certain people because I can feel their energy is not very good. So I try to shy away from that. So anyway, do you have any other questions before I keep rambling?
Oh, I haven't. I could have interrupted you 20 times. Okay, let me give you a little feedback. Second of all, you're amazing. Third of all, here's what.
Thank you, Arjun.
Thank you very much. I'm going to tell you something that's very interesting. I'm listening to the Sensitive Summit. There's a free summit, and I'm going to give it a plug. Because every single thing you spoke of, Jennifer, is exactly what highly sensitive people go through. Mm-hmm. So now we have, I think you have a daughter, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just like your daughter. She just had a birthday. She just turned 21. So.
Oh, my God. How about that? So what's interesting is that here's how it rolls. Oh, someone's knocking at my door. Can you believe this? Hold on a second. Because I'm so sorry, folks, if they'll just keep knocking. Hold on. Sharon, hi. I'm busy. I'm on. They never came, okay? I'm on the radio. That's okay. Bye. So sorry, folks. Crap happens. I'm at home, you know. But anyway, that's my neighbor. So let me just go back and just say that highly sensitive people, the thing that they're doing, Jennifer, which is so amazing, They're finally discovering why people like us exist, and that we've all, and that we've always existed because they've studied the brains of many, many psychic mediums, empaths, intuitives, sensitives. And over a 20-year study, they've concurred that our brains are slightly different than other people. And that it's absolutely normal and natural for us to see through lies, to read other people's feelings and thoughts, even animals, to be enormously helpful. We want to be helpful. We long to be helpful. We want to help. It's like a mission. We all know our mission because we woke up to it. For me, it was the death of my boyfriend. For you, it was death of your grandmother and, and that dream. So it's very, very interesting because every single thing you're talking about, when I was little, my mother used to call me Princess in the Pea. If you know the fairy tale, you know, because everything was too sensitive for me. I was, and she used to, and unfortunately she shouldn't have done it, but she used to say to me, "You're too sensitive. You're too sensitive." You know, scold me. And how do you become not sensitive? You can't feel, I mean, you can suppress your feelings. You can drown them in drugs and alcohol, and a lot of psychics and mystics do. Because they can't cope. That's a terrible way to go. But, you know, but the truth is you've got to wake up to who you are. And this is, and society's not very friendly to those of us who are like this. It's like what being gay was 50 years ago or before that. Or even, you know, people of different color, you know, 100 years ago. It just, one day, maybe 40, 50 years from now, being an empath will be just as understood, embraced, used in the proper way. You know? Imagine having an empath.
I totally agree with you because, you know, a lot of the experiences that you have, you kind of think, okay, well, is it in my mind? Where am I thinking that? Remember, specifically, I can always feel when someone's angry with me or someone's upset with me and it bothers me. And it's like, oh my God, you know, I don't want that, you know, and when you first start out and you don't realize what it is, you don't want people to be angry with you. You don't want people to be upset with you because you can feel their energy coming off. And it makes you upset. It makes you, and then also what's a weird thing too, if somebody's sick or somebody has a headache or something, sometimes you'll feel that and it's like, and you'll think it's you and then you'll save yourself or whatever. You're like, oh, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. It's their energy, not my energy.
Exactly. And also imagine how helpful that would be if it was used. I was a nurse like your mother. I used to walk around and just feel sick all the time in the hospital because just even to shield yourself from that much pain, suffering, agony, it's really difficult, really difficult. You know, but because empaths, unbeknownst to my audience is pretty sharp. You know, they know what kind of people we're going to have on. You know, the wonderful intuitives, wonderful psychics, wonderful mediums, wonderful holistic healers. You know, we have the gambit, authors. And this is my little haven. And even I can't do this. That's why you heard me say I'm going to take a break. I have to take breaks in between everything I do because sometimes it's too much for me. My body needs to just chill, you know.
Yes.
Of course, I'm 63. You know, I've earned that. But having said
that. Oh, you look great. You look great.
Thank you. You probably saw an old picture of me on Facebook today. That's an older one. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I watched your show a couple of times after you contacted me. I was like, check out your show. So, no, you look great. That's nonsense. You look wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know, I try, as they say. But what I really love about, let's just go back to you. So this whole idea that, you know, we're the anomaly. What if we were the majority? Can you imagine?
No. I think a lot more people have it that don't realize it and they think it's anxiety. Because that's one of the things that I realized too over the years. But a lot of the times I thought I was having an anxiety attack, I wasn't having an anxiety attack. I was actually dealing with the issues of the energy, and I didn't know that. So when you're driving on the highway and you're thinking, oh my God, all of a sudden, you know, you're passing this one area and you're just like, and then you pass the same area every time and you've got that same trigger. There's something up with that. It's not anxiety. It's something more. You're feeling that energy of that area, and then, and your body's warning you to get away from there.
Yeah. When I was training in metaphysics school in California, I walked into Topanga Canyon. I lived up in, I was living at the time in Topanga Canyon, but I went down to the bottom of it, and there was a little store there, and I was just training. This is after my boyfriend died, and I was really found this school. It was a miracle to find it in the first place. At the time, 81, 82, 83. And I walked into this grocery store, not a big store, maybe, you know, like what a 7-Eleven would look like today, but it was all health food stores, you know, hippie stuff. And I walked in and I could hear every single person's thoughts from their head. Imagine that. So that's like 40 people, maybe more, just coming at me. All in my head, I could hear these different voices. And I knew they were in the store because they were talking about food and shopping and whatever. And I just had to turn around on my heel and run out. And then they stopped. And I think these kind of understand. See, to meet someone who's had similar experiences, I know a couple of my guests have had similar experiences. This is why the beauty of, you know, bringing people together, like-minded people, similar people, and complementary people.
Yeah.
Because the point is, we want, what do we want to do? We want to help people. We want to open the doors of perception. We want to embrace the gifts we have and not be led down the wrong path, you know. But anyway, let's go back, because we are interviewing you with true delight. I'm interviewing you. It's really great. Let me just give everyone Jennifer's email, her website. So all the W's, JenniferWalkerZen.com. Very simple. I'll put it in the chat room. You'll hear me typing while our next song. In fact, I'm going to go to a break, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to put everything in the chat room. We do have people asking for readings. We will do these readings, folks, we will get back to you. Okay, we're good. By the way, Jennifer, I always do great music for my guests. So guess, you're never going to guess. You might be too young. I don't know. But I'm going to play the most beautiful song with the name Jennifer in it, which is Jennifer Jr. by Donovan.
Thank you. I'm good with when I hear it. I'll probably be like, all right. But remembering the names of songs is not my thing.
Jackie Sean, who was a guest of mine many times, a previous student many years ago, international makeup artist. Hello, sweetheart. I see you on YouTube. She says to me, Sean plays the best music. So here we go. And we'll be back with our wonderful enlightened guest. Her name is Jennifer Walker Zen, and you can see her, all her videos on YouTube, and you can also see her on her website, JenniferWalkerZen.com. And here is the lovely Donovan. 2 minutes and 43. We'll be back.
Juniper lives upon the hill. Juniper sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Juniper, rise and apple mill. Juniper, lilacs in her hair. Is she dreaming? Yes, I think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loves Yes, I do, sir. Would you go back? Yes, I would, sir. What you do when Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, Jennifer, Jennifer.
I just got a text from my dear friend Jackie Sean. Says, you're so awesome watching you. Mwah! To Jackie. Thanks for the shout out, my dear girlfriend. I love you. And Jackie has amazing makeup, bespoke makeup. Go check out our show with Jackie Sean. It was wonderful. And thank you for watching tonight, Jackie. Okay, let's go back to the lovely Jennifer. Did you like that, Jennifer? Did you like that?
I have never heard that song before, but it was a very nice song. Thank you for playing it.
Oh, my God. I'm surprised your mother didn't name you after that song. That's a very popular song.
You know where my name came from? Actually, my mom used to like the soap opera. So apparently she told me my name came from a soap opera. Yeah,
well,
she told me. I don't know which one, but she told me that my name came from a soap opera. She was like, I was debating on Christine or Jennifer. And she was like, and I like the soap star named Jennifer, and so that's how you got your name. I was like, okay.
Jennifer Juniper by Donovan. Donovan was a folk singer in the 60s. He really was right around the Beatles. He went to India with the Beatles. He's written a million gorgeous songs. And he's an old man now. You know, our generation, my generation's dying off. But God bless them all, because without them, you can be sure we wouldn't have tarot readers today. They opened the door of consciousness. Mm. They opened the door that it was okay to experiment and find out what was the truth. They opened the door to things like Baba Ram Dass and Timothy Leary. You know, okay, I'm not into like getting high to open your consciousness, but I didn't need it. I was born awake. But other people have done it through LSD and whatever. I'm not advocating it at all. Do the meditation, you'll get there. And But, you know, they open these doors of perception. And so for you not to know, Donovan, I'm going to give you a gift tonight. Tonight, aww, I want you to go to Spotify after the show and start listening to Donovan.
Okay.
Just one word, Donovan. He's a Scottish folk singer. His words, his music, beautiful.
That was a good segue, actually, into actually how I even started using tarot cards. My uncle actually is from that generation, and that's actually, he was very much into the metaphysical things. Well, he was very estranged from the family. He had talked to my grandmom for like 9 years, so I hadn't met him or seen him since I was like around 3-4 years old. And when she was diagnosed with cancer, and she was dying of cancer, he came back. She contacted him, and he came back. And so anyway, I got to find out a lot about 8-tracks, and like he still had like a 1960s like refrigerator and stuff like that. Well, my mom, you know, she was my grandmother's first husband died in the war, and he was a product of her first husband. And my grandmother didn't marry until 11 years later. So everyone in my family was a lot older. So I was dealing with death a lot. A lot of on my mother's side, a lot of people were dying and stuff like that. So anyway. Long story short, so he came back into our lives around the time I was 14 going into 15. And he talked to me a lot about astral travel, and he was the first person to take me to a metaphysical store. So I didn't know where we were going. He's just like, I'm going to take you to Lansdale. You know, there was a place around Philadelphia where we used to live. And took me on the train, and he was like, I'm going to take you to this really cool store. So I went in there, and he was like, I want you, you know, to get what you want here. And then he pointed me in the direction of the churro, and he was like, you know, he's like, you want to start off with a starter deck. And it had the definitions on the top for the, you know, the way it should be read up for the upright and then the reversals. And so I got my first deck, and he also got me a pentagram. So a necklace, a pentagram necklace. And he was like, you can use this for protection, you know, for this. So I had no idea. And then after that, he got me on the kick of going to like the Barnes and Noble store and checking out like the occult section of the bookstore and stuff. So yeah, he used to tell me a lot about his experiences of astro traveling and, all this kind of interesting stuff that
wow.
I wasn't really fully aware of until that point. You know, my grandma would talk about, you know, the spirits would come to her and, you know, it was more, I guess, more of like the healing aspect of things like, power of prayer. And, you know, if you believe in God, you don't have to go to church. You can just, you know, pray at home and stuff like that. But this was a different kind of learning, I think, for sure.
You know, it's amazing that in your family, here's what I heard everything you said. And I understand everything you said because it's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
If you are the person that is the so-called awakened one, you become the black sheep of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your uncle, God bless him, that he was willing to open the door for you and didn't do it in a way that was invasive or abusive, but he gently guided you too. And perhaps he recognized in you the same things he had in himself. If a person is spiritually awake, you know, or sensitive or psychic or whatever you want to say, you often find it's in families. You do. But they're always the black sheep. They're always the one that I did know, and one of my guests, P.D. Severa, her mother was very psychic, and she just, at 10 years old, she woke up. Their mother was having, that's another show. She mentioned all that on that show, which was about 3 weeks back, a month back. But the point is that some people are lucky enough to come into a family where it's totally accepted. We're going to teach you if you have it, if you're interested. We're going to open the doors for you. And you don't have the guilt, the shame, the embarrassment that somehow there's something wrong with you because you are.
Mm. Yeah.
What I love about your story is your uncle made it okay for you.
Yeah, it felt natural. And, you know, when you're that age, you're kind of impressionable anyway. And it's like you're kind of open. You know, you get to the point where I guess in your life sometimes where you become closed off or you don't become open to those things. But when you're at a certain age or a certain age, you're more impressionable than other ages, you know, and where you don't feel like there's anything wrong with it.
Well, and this is, again, this is slightly younger because in our generation, astrology caught on in the age of Aquarius. You know, it's now coming really the age of Aquarius. It really was the age of Pisces, but anyway. But, you know, the whole, we had hair, we had the hippie thing, and people were interested in, you know, when the moon is in the seventh house and Venus aligns with Mars. And so I'm proud of my generation for that, the Pluto and Leo generation. But, you know, the next one in, Pluto and Virgo, really brought in holistic medicine, organic farming, all the Virgo themes, right? Alternative medicine. And the one after that is the Libra one, Pluto and Libra. You're probably Pluto and Libra, I'm guessing. You know your chart?
I actually follow Vedic astrology, not so much Western astrology, but yeah, I know I don't really use the outer planets too much.
Okay, well, Pluto.
If I remember correctly, I think I have Neptune. I think Neptune is in my rising, if I remember from my chart, but I did it from a Vedic astrology aspect, so.
Okay, well, in Western astrology, Pluto is generational. So the Pluto group, you know, started with the end of the war. The end of World War II was Cancer. My parents had that, Pluto and Cancer. And then the next generation, the Elvis generation, Pluto and Leo. And also like the Beatles, you know, and the Rolling Stones. It's all Pluto and Leo. Look at me, Leo stuff, you know. Look at my talents, my gifts. You know, valuing the individual.
Yeah.
And then bringing those gifts forward and then moving them into the Pluto and Virgo group, which is the next generation, which is like Greg Prescott is Pluto and Virgo. And Greg is the N5D webmaster. You know, if you know N5D.com, Greg's also been a guest on my show. I'm not dropping in. I'm just trying to make a point. And my point is, crazy as it is, my point is that all these different people have... you know, we all play our part in getting this to be okay in the world. And that was my point. And you, your uncle played it for you beautifully. So then let's go from there, Jennifer. So what happened next? You started to study tarot. You got yourself a book. You learned it yourself. Tell me how you brought about your knowing.
Okay, so I just started going to the occult bookstore and started reading and trying to think I'm doing some kind of meditation or something, but through going through the whole issues of, you know, my grandmother dying in the hospital and having every day after school I would go there, and this went on for a few years, it started to put me more of in a depressive state, and I started having a lot more negative experiences rather than positive experiences. So, you know, like a lot of sleep paralysis things and stuff like that. But I constantly would play around with the tarot, you know, and give readings to people. And I also played around with the Ouija board at one point when I was around that age. I didn't find that anything happened with me with the Ouija board, to be honest. It didn't really do anything for me either way. I remember my friend played with it and we were just like, okay, this is great. Doesn't move, doesn't do anything. I didn't really connect with the Ouija board. So I kind of like put that in the closet somewhere. I was like, okay, that doesn't really work. For me, it didn't work. I know it for a lot of people have had a lot of weird experiences with the Ouija board, but it didn't really do anything for me. So, but the tarot, I've always felt like the symbolism on it has resonated with me. And I felt like I've had some like really interesting experiences where, you know, I would do a reading for somebody and the face of the individual would pop up on one of the cards. So sometimes that happens. Sometimes the voice will come into my head and will say something and will trigger something, or, you know, stuff like that would happen with that. But because of this whole depression thing, as I've gone into later into my teenage years, I started to just like sleep more, feel depressed, become destructive. And so that's kind of like the direction that I went. And then after that, I got pregnant when I was around 18 years old, which is not really appropriate, right? to get pregnant at such a young age. And anyway, so my daughter had changed my life for the better. And that put me in a situation where I wanted to get serious about, you know, making money and going to college and stuff like that. So I went to college in my 20s. When I was 20 into 21, I had gotten a punctured lung. And this is also what started to make me turn towards being more healthy and stuff like that. So I got a punctured lung when I was around 20 years old, and I went to the hospital. It was really weird, really freaky, and they were just like, I don't know how that happened. Then they pump my lung back up, because what they do is they give you a tube, and then they pump it back up, and then they send you on your way. Okay, you're fine. And then I got a punctured lung again on the other side. So this happened quite a few times. From the time I was 20 until I was around 22 years old, I kept having punctured lungs on one side or the other, one side or the other. And the doctors had no answer.
Oh my God.
Yes, yes. It was literally like, oh, maybe you have spider's tin syndrome, or, you know, maybe this, maybe that, maybe they couldn't give me any answers. So, you know, after the only experience with the cancer thing with my grandparents, with the whole chemotherapy stuff, and then dealing with my own issues with my health stuff, you know, I started to become like, you know, maybe I need to look into other things health-wise. Maybe, you know, this is not all that it's cracked up to be. So anyway, I went through that experience, and they thought, well, maybe you have a mild form of Marfan syndrome. You know, maybe that's what's going on. Never really could give me any answers. Nothing.
What's that?
No answer.
Never heard of it. What
Marfan
is that?
Syndrome's, It's a genetic disorder that actually they say that Lincoln had. Osama bin Laden, they said, had Marfan syndrome. It is a genetic disorder that causes your lungs to puncture, and for you to have scoliosis, and you have longer arms and longer limbs, and you know, different things like that. But I didn't have all the symptoms of Marfan syndrome. So it's like, well, maybe you have a mild form of it, because they didn't have any answers for me. They didn't, health-wise. Yeah. So I went through school and college and stuff. I first got my first degree in computer science, second degree in accounting, and then I was starting another degree. I had graduated. I was working a full-time job at that point, and I was studying for the CPA. And all of a sudden, I had this crazy spiritual awakening. Not a good thing to do while you're studying for the CPA. So, because I had suppressed a lot of stuff, because I was like, you know, maybe it was in my mind. You start to rationalize, maybe a lot of that stuff was in my mind. Maybe it wasn't true. Maybe this, maybe that. Even though I still continued to have experiences, I was like, well, maybe it's all in my mind. So I repressed a lot of things. And then, you know, basically when I graduated and I'm studying for the CPA, and all of a sudden I couldn't concentrate on studying anymore. I was thinking about God all the time, constantly. And I would feel the connectedness to nature, and just a very peaceful, loving experience. It was like, I guess, the first time when you're in love, and you don't know what love is until you feel love. This is what it was like. It was like, Jesus, I didn't know that this was a reality, because I thought, you know, you try to rationalize as you go to school and you're trying to, you know, be in the world and stuff, that, okay, well, this is, you know, maybe this is stuff that I thought about. Maybe this is made up. But then when you have this experience, you're just like, it's true. It's everything is interconnected. And I can't explain what happened or why it happened, but this is what set me on to where I am today. Because after you have an experience like that, you can't go back. You can't go back. So I quit my job. And I've been discovering myself ever since. And that's been about, 9 years now?
Wow.
So, yeah. So it's been about, you know, going to meditation classes and, you know, studying like authors like, you know, Doreen Virtue and stuff like that.
She just became a born-again Christian.
She has a name that's very similar to Dion Fortune. I wonder if she kind of thought about that before she took that name. But anyway, yeah, Dion Fortune.
Good stuff, Dion Fortune. Madame Blavatsky, yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so
all the ones you wrote.
Oh, go ahead.
Crowley's a bit rich for my blood. But, you know, the
Manly,
you know, the option. Yes,
yeah.
I have books by him. I think... You know, the greatest, some of the greatest esoteric authors, you know, it's really through the Theosophical Society you get a lot of information. They were, everyone you just mentioned has been involved with them. Not the
Inverse. Yeah, you're right.
Theosophical. And also, you know, there are great schools now out there. I mean, my school was an anomaly, and it fell apart after a couple of years, sadly. But it was really Harry Potter at the time. You know, it was Hogwarts, you know, in California. So, of course, there was no snow and it was 100 degrees every day, whatever. But you know, I think when the student's ready, the teacher appears.
True.
And it does happen. It happened for me. It happened for you. But I think I just want to make a comment about some of the things that you mentioned, and then we'll go on to the next subject. I think that your body, mind, spirit shakes you up. It's like shake, rattle, and roll. You know, it just shakes you up and wakes you up. And that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the Kundalini experience too, you know, which is very frightening. One of my beautiful friends, she's also was a student of mine, but he's very wise, famously. He had a supreme experience. I mean, profound, crazy, out of this world experience, But once he was able to encapsulate it, which is almost impossible to do, but break it down and figure it out, each little thing, he was able to understand what it meant and where he was meant to go next, you know? And that's really what it is. It's all about, you know, when my boyfriend died and I saw his spirit and I didn't even know he was dead, we weren't together anymore, and I was in the middle of a box in Copenhagen, Denmark. You know, this was the experience for me that said, wakey, wakey, you have, you have something that other people don't have. And now we're going to use this experience to really make you, you can't forget it and you can't walk away.
Yeah, and then you go through a series where you feel like you want to go get help from other people, other spiritual people, but sometimes you don't get that help that you think. And, you know, I went through right during that experience trying to figure out what was going on, and I went to a lot of people for help about that, because at that point, you know, my mom really never really pursued anything with that area of development. She just kind of just has all these experiences, and, you know, she just, you know, that's pretty normal for her, but it's like she never really tried to, like, kind of go further with it or develop that or stuff like that. So, and at that point, I was estranged from my uncle. So it was like, okay, who do I go to for help with this? And then you go out there and you look, and there's not much references. There's not much institutions out there. There's like a lot of things that were existent or not existent anymore, or they become watered down. And you're just like, okay, now where do I go to talk to help me to figure this out, and why I'm experiencing this? You know, why am I having all these constant visions? Like, and that was the other thing during my spiritual awakening. I was having a lot of visions constantly. I would be awake and it would just happen while I was awake. You know, I have them every once in a while now still, but at that time it was constant. It was constant, and I couldn't figure out what the heck is going on with me. It's like, you know, I'm having these vivid dreams about who I'm supposed to be and where I'm supposed to be and all these things that are happening. And then I have these things where I'd be awake and I can see like the vision that would happen on top of the, I know you know what I mean by vision. So when you're awake and you're looking at an object and you kind of see something over top of it, which is what I mean when I say vision. So like weird stuff like that. Or I remember one time I was driving, and here's the weird thing. I looked straight ahead and I saw darkness, blackness. And I felt my body lifting out, and I got freaked the heck out. And then I went back into my body and it stopped. But what the heck was that? You know, who do I go to ask what was that about? What's that experience about? So, and, you know, you go to the different mediums. And, like, I went to Carol Bowman to have regression therapy around that time to kind of figure things out, you know. Like,
she's great,
on?
Carol. She's wonderful.
She's
the business. Go on. What happened? Did it help?
Well, it's interesting. When you go through regression therapy, it feels like someone's hypnotizing you and your eyelids flutter and you go into a space where you're just like, okay, is this real or is this not real? Is this part of my imagination or is this real? You know? So I don't know. I found out, you know, she regressed me to a lot of different lifetimes and stuff like that. And in between, like what happened in between, like a lot of the stuff in between was a lot of white light and a lot of people that you felt that were there or guys that were there. Go ahead.
Right. I am a past life regressionist. So I know exactly what happens. Go on.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that sounds, what's wrong with that? That's so in between each light, we go back to heaven. Sometimes we're allowed to see it. Sometimes we're not. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, right? And the white light is that energy. It's the white light.
What really surprised me about it, though, was the emotions that it evoked in you. Like, I mean, the one thing you can say, okay, yeah, maybe you think that's a part of your imagination, but the emotions that it evoke in you are crazy. It's like, why would I even be attached to that? Why would I feel that way? Why would I feel that sadness if it didn't happen, you know?
Right.
So
right.
It's kind of, it's very interesting, a very interesting experience.
That's the whole point right there in a nutshell.
Yeah.
You made a beautiful point, because it's the emotion. The emotion is not made up. You can't make up crying. Mm-hmm. You can't make up feeling those feelings. And I took many, many, many people all over the world. I worked in Israel. 90% of my mm-hmm. clients didn't even speak English. You know, I had an interpreter right. do it. And they had profound experiences because Israel is like a sacred point on the planet. Whether you believe in mm-hmm. the Jewish or the Palestinian, it's not the point. The point is it's a vortex on the planet. That's why they all fight over it. And so I had really profound experiences with for myself there as well as my clients, you know, my students. We all had many. Your internet connection is unstable. That's not with you. That's with the YouTube. That's interesting. I wonder why. Probably mentioned the wrong word.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on. I'm sure it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Okay, so we're going to take another break. We're at the top of the hour. It goes so quick. Now, Jennifer, you do a lot of work on YouTube. I'm going to whip through a couple things before we go to the next song, and then we'll come back and do some readings. How's that?
Oh, that's fine.
But you trained. You got yourself trained. You were out there 8 years now doing the work, the light workers' work. Mm-hmm. You made your videos. They're gorgeous. I love the way you dress. I love all your colors.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And it looks beautiful. You can tell you're an artist. You can tell
you're
an artist. Because I was attracted to that too with you, because I thought, my God, look at her. She's dressed beautifully. She's got great colors, great presentation. And your cards are beautiful. You use gorgeous decks. You know,
it all
catches the eye. It's all beautiful experience to watch. And Jackie, my friend in the chat room, Jackie Sean, said she watched a few of your videos and you're very talented indeed. And she loves the tarot.
Thank
she
you.
Studied it as well. Okay, so let me just make sure I get everything in here. So we're going to come back and talk about what you offer as a reader, and then would it be okay to take a few quick, really quick, we're talking a couple minutes each, readings. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Well, I have the choice of two songs. One is called Love Will Find the Way by Yes. I think I'll go with that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Or Heroes by David Bowie. I think Love Will Find a Way is definitely going to be the
next
song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
By Yes. It's 4 minutes long, so go get your drinks and come back with Jennifer Walker Zen, our lovely tarot reader and gifted psychic. Here she is. Song for you, Love Will Find a Way by Yes. song by the rock group Yes. John Anderson singing there. Gorgeous. Love. What a message. Love will find a way. And that's what I feel is true about my lovely guest today, tonight, this morning, wherever you are in the world, on Cafe Esoterica Radio. It is me, Sean Cohen, your hostess with the mostest, and the lovely, gorgeous Jennifer Walker Zen.
Oh,
hello, Jennifer.
thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a shy type, so it's like you're making me blush. Thank you, though.
Oh, good. We like a little blushing on this show. Okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do some readings in 1 second. I want to ask you about your YouTube videos that you put up.
Okay.
You put them up.
Right.
Is it every... Because I've watched tons of them. I love them.
Yeah.
So tell us your routine. Do you do like Monday through Friday? How do you post? What do you post? Let the audience know.
Okay, so I have a weekly love reading that I do, a weekly love spread, and I go through the day-to-day. So I'll do the day, and then I'll do the overall for the week. And then I have a monthly love spread that I do love, and I also do finance and career there. So I combine, I do love, and then I do a spread on finance and career. That's the monthly. And then I have, what does this person secretly want you to know? So it basically digs into what does a person want to tell you, but they haven't told you. Okay. That is really helpful. And I do use that a lot in my personal readings because, you know, I know a lot of people are like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't, you know, do that. You shouldn't deepen somebody's subconscious to tell them what they, but you know, I think it is helpful to understand sometimes because what if there was a situation where someone broke up or ghosted you and you're just like, you're so distraught. You're trying to figure this out and you're spinning your wheels like, okay, why did this happen? At least you get some answers and you get peace of mind to know what's going on with your situation. Okay. And also what's the other one? X return. let's see, I think that's it. And then I do like little interviews. I do interviews with astrologers and spiritual people. And, I do teach some spiritual, subjects and stuff like that. I was thinking about doing, some classes on runes, maybe doing in that area or even covering, Lenormand more because, you know, Lenormand is really an underrated, system that people aren't really covering too much.
I agree. I love it. And I agree with that. We must move on to readings or we're going to run out of time. It goes so quick, okay. Jennifer. I'm sorry to, but I think we got in most of it. So people, if you want a personal reading with Jennifer, please go to her website, which is all the W's, JenniferWalkerZen.com. Couldn't be easier. You can pick and choose what you want. Her website is beautiful, just like her videos. And you can also watch her every week, new videos up, new videos posted. And she does this, you do the stars too, don't you? Aries, Taurus, Gemini, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yep.
So you can find your sun sign, use your moon sign, your rising sign, and dive in. Okay, mm-hmm. Jennifer, we're going to go. Now, these are one question. I have to hunt it
okay.
down to one quick question. A couple minutes
okay.
each or we're going to run out of time. And this wonderful
okay.
person right here, area code 707, you have waited
mm-hmm.
the longest, my darling, so you get to be first. Here we go. Welcome to the
okay.
show. Tell us your name.
Valerie.
707. What is it?
Valerie.
Okay, Valerie. Hello, Valerie. I promised you'd be first, and here you are. She called in 10 minutes before the show started. Okay, Valerie, we got one question with Jennifer. Make it count. Go for it.
Anything to look forward to towards now, the end of the year?
Okay, as far as what? As far as love goes, finance goes, what particular are you looking for? Are you just looking for a general message from spirit?
Let's go with love.
Okay. All right, give me a second here. Let's see. Our guardian angels and ancestors, and your name is Valerie, right? I need to connect your energy, so I'm going to do that now.
Yes.
Guardian angels and ancestors, connect me to our energies now. Connect me to our spirit guides, guardian angels and ancestors, so I can give her the highest advice for her situation. Give me 1 second. All right, let me tune in here. All right. Do you have any messages for her for love from now until the end of the year? Show me the cards I need to see. 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 Oh, my God. Well, I got the reconciliation card. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. It says someone from your past is returning. And let me pull a couple of tarot cards here real quick. Any messages, Spirit, for her? For now until the end of the year. Any messages for her, Spirit? For now, for her, until the end of the year. Show me the cards I need to see. Show me the cards I need to see. Okay. So Temperance is telling me that you're feeling like maybe you're maybe not emotionally balanced, or you're feeling like you want some kind of equal give and take here with the Temperance card, but you're being patient. And there's you're ending some kind of hurt or pain with the Ten of Swords energy. You're coming out of it. So something is ending for you to start something new. And I see the Twin Flame Soulmate card. So there is something surrounding a Twin Flame Soulmate connection here and a choice towards love. And obviously the Romance Angel says there's going to be some type of reconciliation. So it's saying be patient with the Temperance card, that you'll get your equal give and take, that this pain that you're going through is going to end, and that you will connect with your soulmate, twin flame soulmate connection. Okay, that's the message. Okay, beautiful. And that's this year.
Yes.
Yeah, so I did
yeah,
it from
you
now
said the end of
the
year.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Valerie. I wish
welcome.
You longer.
Okay.
thank you. Okay, moving on. I can't stop here. I got to move on. Okay, thank you. Now, next one up, we got another caller in, but I don't know if we'll have time, but we'll try. Area code 650, you've been waiting a long time. You're on the air with Jennifer. How? Give us your name and what's your question?
Yes, hi. I was waiting, but my call dropped, so I called back in.
Name?
My question is regarding my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Okay. I'm calling from California. Yeah, so this is a question about my daughter. She's looking to find a life partner. Hope I'm wondering what you can see around this.
Okay, what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Patty.
Okay, Patty. Okay. And she's looking for a life partner?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to find out if she's going to find a life partner. Do you want me to time this or anything? Do you want like a timing on this, or do you want me to just ask generally?
Like a timing would be good, or I don't know, general, whatever you think. Obviously, I'd love to know when, but like who to look for.
Let's ask for the next 6 months. All right, let me connect her energies. Party needs as manifestors. Connect me to Patty's energies, her daughter Patty's energies now. Connect me to her spirit guides, guardian angels, and ancestors, so I give her the highest advice for her situation. Thank you so much for all your help. All right. Will Patty, her daughter Patty, find a life partner in the next 6 months? Will her daughter Patty find a life partner in the next 6 months? Someone that she's going to be romantically interested in? Someone that she's, and who is going to be able to connect with her? Show me the cards I need to see. Will her daughter Patty find a life partner in the next 6 months? Okay, I have the Emperor, I have the Queen of Wands, I have the Four of Wands at the end of this. So for me, they're positive. It's saying that since the Emperor is here, it's saying she's going to have to take control of this, okay? With the Emperor being here, it's like she's going to have to take a leadership role in the situation. And the Queen of Wands tells me she's going to have to be patient when it comes to her passion, or it could be surrounding a fire sign person, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo energy. They're all positive cards. And the Four of Wands shows me that if she takes control of this and she's patient and she looks for someone she's really attracted to with the Queen of Wands energy, she could definitely have a long-term commitment, Four of Wands, a long-term commitment or stability here with the Four of Wands. And it is possible, but she's going to have to take control of it with the Emperor energy. And let me just see what the Romance Angels say. Can you give me some advice on her daughter, Patty, as far as her life partner in the next 6 months? Can you give me some advice for her daughter, Patty, for her life partner for the next 6 months? Show me the card I need to see. Show me the card I need to see. Show me the card I need to see. And by the way, that Emperor can also represent she could find that person at work, because that is a work card here.
Mm-hmm. Although, when I got the romance angel, it said that it's something to do with her recapturing a romance. So this may have been somebody she had dealt with before. So tell her to pay attention to somebody she had dealt with before, because it says recapture romance, allow your inner youthful spirit to shine through. So it shows me that somebody that she may have connected with before, and the Emperor mm-hmm. tells me it could be surrounding work. And the Queen of Wands is possibly an Aries, Sagittarius, Leo energy, and somebody that she finds very attractive. And the Four of Wands is, it does show me that there is a possibility for it to be a long-term commitment here with Four of Wands.
Okay. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. Hopefully.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Carla.
Meet the
guys.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. Now, Jennifer, you're okay to go. We're going to go over to... If you're okay, we've got a couple minutes now. Mm-hmm. About 4 minutes. Jackie Sean.
Okay.
All Jackie right. is in, she's in the YouTube thingy. So I'm going to have to hear you. So
okay.
let me just ask Jackie, oh, what's that? Jackie, do you have a question? Jackie, question. Let's see. Oh my God, come on. I'm having a problem here.
Okay.
Hold on. Jackie Sean, do you want to ask a question? Jennifer, yes. Go on. Write it out, Jackie, so I can. Love, yes, about love. What do you want to know? One question. You got to write it out quickly. Love for the next 6 months. Anything, see anything
okay.
at all for Jackie Sean. Jackie's in Canada.
6 months. Okay, got it.
Thank
all
you.
Right. And the name's Jackie, right? Jackie? Okay.
Yeah, Jackie. She's a girl.
Okay.
Jackie
Hello.
Sean.
Connecting to Jackie's energies now. Connecting to Jackie's spirit guides, guardian angels, and ancestors. I give her the highest advice in her situation. Thank you so much for all your help. Tell me about Jackie's love life for the next 6 months. Any messages that you want Jackie to know for her love life for the next 6 months? Any messages that you want Jackie to know pertaining to her love life for the next 6 months? Show me the cards I need to see. Show me the cards I need to see. Okay. So I see the Page of Cups. So it could be something to do with a younger water sign person, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, or something to do with a new path in love. And, oh, I also see a Knight of Wands, Aries, Sagittarius, Leo energy. It could be someone that she feels passionate about. Both of these energies, Six of Pentacles also. So it shows me that there could be an issue surrounding an equal give and take here. And also, you may want to be careful about commitment issues with this person that you may be dealing with the Knight of Wands energy. And also, let me get some advice here. Can I have some advice? What does she need to know? What does she need to know for the next 6 months? Do you have any advice, Spirit? Show me the card I need to see. Show me the card I need to see. Show me the card I need to see. So the advice was romantic feelings. Your feelings are real and worth exploring. So I see an earth sign, possibly, a water sign, younger water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces energy, or a message pertaining to love. And then I see the Knight of Wands, which could be an Aries, Sagittarius, Leo energy. Someone who's moving towards or an action towards passion here with the Knight of Wands energy. But the Six of Pentacles, I'm going to clarify because it's saying something to do with something that needs to be an equal give and take. What's the Six of Pentacles about? What's the Six of Pentacles about? Thank you. The Six of Pentacles is taking a leap of faith to something new, and you will be happy with the Ten of Cups energy, and defend your position. Defend your position with the Seven of Wands energy. So it's saying that she should take a risk, she could take a leap of faith, and she'll be completely happy if she defends her position with the Seven of Wands energy, and that her romantic feelings are real and worth exploring.
Very good. Excellent. And I'm sure Jackie would say, Jackie, many blessings, Jennifer and Sean. You're very welcome, Jackie.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
we've got
you.
I don't know, can I get there's one more here that's waited a long time, and her name, she's
okay.
from Nebraska,
okay.
and it's, I have to scroll back, she asked me a question here, CR Bowl 56, It was a good year, that 56. Let's see here. She wrote me a question. Where is it? Oh, geez. Hold on. Where is it? I know so many. Okay, wait. Do you have something? Where is it? You need to rewrite it. Okay, if you have time. She wrote me. Where is it? Here, my question is that I am looking at career change in the next year. I don't know her name. She's from Nebraska. It's CR Bowles 56.
Okay.
Should she change careers next year?
Should she
change her career next year?
Next year. I always write down my questions when I have when I deal with. I don't know. For me, subconsciously, it helps my subconscious to like also draw into that person's energy. So, excuse me if I took a little bit longer. I'm just writing the question down. All right.
Okay.
All right.
We have
Sarah,
to finish
in a. Connect me to their energies. You know who this person is. Connect me to their energies now. Okay. This person wants to know. They're looking for a career change. Should they change their career? Actually, what I need to say, I need to reword this question because you don't do a double negative. So should they stay with the career that they have? Should they stay with the career that they have? Show the cards you need to see. Show the cards you see. Should they stay with the career that they have? Should they stay with the career that they have next year, in the next year? Should they stay with the career that they have in the next year? Should they stay with the career that they have in the next year? So I'm saying they should stay with their career because I have 10 of cups. And I have 6 of wands, which shows me they'll have a recognized victory. So a recognized victory when it comes to work is like when you get recognition. So, and also there's an official letter there, which could represent a bonus or a check. So it does say that she's going to be happy. She stays with the situation that she has, 10 of cups, instead of moving with the Knight of Cups because she's going to get recognition. She's going to get a lot of recognition, a recognized victory. And let me see what the Archangel Michael says. Can you give me advice on the situation, please, for the person about their career? Do you have any advice?
Yeah,
for
we got to go. We got to go, sweetheart. Okay. Just, so I think that's it, because otherwise
okay.
We won't be able to finish the show out. Jennifer, you've been wonderful. You've been a brilliant guest. I think the name is Sue here, C.R. Bowles Sue. She said thank you. And many, many people would love to have great readers. And I only bring you the best of the best. So Jennifer is great. Get in touch with her at jenniferwalkerzen.com. Watch her on YouTube. She's all over YouTube. She's got her own channel. And Jennifer, thank you so much, sweetheart, for being the most wonderful guest. I feel like I connected with a friend.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And I love your show. And thank you so much for having this medium for people to talk.
You're so welcome. And now we're going to play out. I always do my 2 minutes of In This Metaphysical Moment. This is how I end the show. I'm going to read.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I'm going to read it, and then we'll play out with Across the Universe by the Beatles, a nice spiritual song. Mm-hmm. So here we go. Fate versus free will in the tarot. What plan is there for us? Does each soul have a personal journey mapped out before they are ever born? Or are they and their free will the only one at the helm of their show? At the helm of their ship, I should say. If the seekers and seers could say what... Sorry. If the seekers and seers could say... Would that not ease the way and allow the journey to be more pleasant, more productive? I say bring on the tarot card readers who scry the meanings and symbols of each card, putting together a story of their client, working with the meaning of numbers, the astrology sign or a planet, the archetypes, and even their own psychic abilities to chart, map, and read the untraced terrain. In this metaphysical moment, we all have a higher self who guides our lives here on Earth. There are also empaths, psychics, mediums, tarot readers who are also intuitive, who can assist us, answer questions, guide us along the way. I choose to be the person who seeks from those who can see ahead. Knowing their wisdom, experience, and knowledge allows me to make the best choices for me. Lightworkers love helping people, and I love to seek their help, making us both the wiser in the exchange. That's it. a very quick metaphysical moment there. We again, thank you, Jennifer. God bless you. And we're playing out with the Beatles across the universe. See you next week. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me.
That's such a beautiful song and a great song to end our show. I loved having Jennifer on. She's a beautiful soul. And I love my show, but I will be taking a hiatus in 2 weeks' time. We have two more shows before then, so come in. Get in while the getting's good. And I'll probably come back either December or the new year. So we have tons and tons of shows that you can go and listen to. On Blog Talk Radio, our home page, okay, Cafe Esoterica at Blog Talk Radio. Or if you're on the go, Spotify. Now under podcasts, just go to podcasts on Spotify and scroll, put in the search Cafe Esoterica Radio. Even this show will be up there in about 10 minutes. And we also have, we're on Podbean, Stitcher, so podbean.com, Stitcher.com, Acast.com, and tunein.com. So if you want to listen to the show, I mean, I have Now TV, and it's got an app, many apps, YouTube, whatever. It's also got TuneIn. I listened to my own show on TuneIn on my TV. It was great. So, folks, you know, all my different guests all over the years, the last 3 years, are on there. All the back shows. Some of them had technical difficulties. If they don't sound right, you just move on. That we couldn't help. But I'm here to help the world wake up, be enlightened, open the doors of perception, and I send out it all out with love. Love makes the world go round. So on that note, happy Daughter's Day. Happy birthday to my gorgeous, beautiful girl, Autumn Cohen, tomorrow, 23 years old. And to all people in the world, good night. God bless. Take care. See you next week. Bye for now. Thank you again, Jennifer.